Hello, this is the Weekly Astrology Forecast, and this is your host, Shelley Antine. I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, August 9th, ending Sunday, August 15th. And it is just a day after our Leo new moon, so we are in the first quarter phase of the moon, but you probably won't even see the crescent quite yet. It's really still a new moon phase on Monday. And this week we will have a change of signs for Mercury again, and also a change of signs for Venus, but it will really occur just a bit after midnight or Monday morning, but we may talk about that, because you will be prepared. So, beginning on Monday, we start out the day in Eastern time zone, is what we're talking about all throughout, with the Leo moon opposing retrograde Jupiter in Aquarius, and that's exact at 8:23 a.m. The oppositions between our feelings, which need a lot of attention and focus in Leo, and this detached philosopher, Jupiter in Aquarius, also in the retrograde phase, going inward to expand vision, well, this is just a matter of not being in sync with one another, because the Leo moon is the one that will get the worst end of the stick, I guess, because that's the instinctive need for that attention, affection, just isn't there. 8:23 a.m. Eastern. Moon goes void, of course, until it enters Virgo at 10:56 a.m. And it is an edgy day, to say the least, as the moon is going to join Mars in Virgo at 11:42 p.m. exact. Meanwhile, we have Venus in Virgo opposing retrograde Neptune in Pisces. And this was an aspect in the new moon chart, but this is when it actually comes in. 8:20 p.m. exact. This is a trying time for Venus in Virgo, because she loves order and perfection and precision. And it's impossible to find those things when you're being opposed by the foggy, cloudy, deceptive energy of Neptune. And so that can easily be adding to the difficulties for the moon in Virgo. And when you have moon join Mars, there's always an irritation literally in the body, in the mucous membranes, stomach lining, etc., because Mars is too hot for the lunar areas. And in Virgo, unless you are obsessed with another person working on something very intricate, detailed puzzle or detailed instructions, trying to put something together, if you're not engaged in an activity where you're both enjoying the precision, precise energies, then you can be engaged in argument about what is perfect and what is right. So, yeah, you can be overanalyzing like crazy too. This can all be right in your own head. You know, if you're overthinking and you really can't stop, there's a great Bach flower for that, you know. Yes, it's called white chestnut, and it can sort of calm you down, especially when there are thoughts going round and round that can be about angry things too. But anyway, as we look at Monday, I mean, it's really kind of a wash of a day, if you ask me. and we perk up a bit as the moon in Virgo goes towards the trine to Uranus and Taurus last week of not moving, but not retrograde yet, Uranus. So that is exact at 1:19 p.m. And once again, this is a great time to get your mundane chores done, find some new methods, find new things for your kitchen and bathroom and garden. And then after that, don't look anymore because the moon in Virgo is going opposite Neptune now until 3:16 a.m. on Wednesday. And that's, again, the same issue that we had for Venus, really. It just, things just don't work, or you're deceived by what you are looking at. When you get it, you go, oh no, I don't want that, you know, this kind of thing. So you just, you know, let things go if you can. Mercury in Leo is opposing the retrograde Jupiter in Aquarius, which was another approaching aspect in the new moon. And that takes place at 9:20 p.m. on Tuesday. And it's a little bit of a similar to the moon in Leo, except this time it's Mercury who needs the attention for what it's talking about. Jupiter is saying, well, why aren't you expanding to see this? You know, and this doesn't work at all for Mercury in Leo. So you've had your best shot if you are getting things done before 1:19 p.m. on Tuesday. It's very early in the morning, in the overnight mostly. 6:15 a.m. is when the moon conjunction to Venus in Virgo is exact. That would be a wonderful time if you were involved in cleaning or planning with someone else. But, you know, you may find that you're doing that in your dreams. Who knows? And a little grounding comes in with Moon in Virgo trine retrograde Pluto in Capricorn at 7:22 a.m. Eastern. So you may wake up with some good ideas about things you need to look at reorganizing and restructuring. Void, of course, Moon in Virgo is also very happy to have the time to organize and clean and put everything back to normal, according to Virgo. And that is until the moon enters Libra at 4:08 p.m. And that's going towards a trine to retrograde Saturn in Aquarius. And that's until 8:32 a.m. on Thursday. So that's the evening hours, pretty much, with that approaching aspect, which has us dialoguing over things we're looking at in terms of our future goals and timing and methods, and also our friendships and affiliations with different groups, general plans for the future. On Wednesday, however, we have Mercury changing the sign from the Leo energy to the Virgo energy, and that's at 5:57 p.m. on Wednesday. Now, this is a sign that Mercury is said to rule because Mercury does analyze. Mercury does like logic and categorizing things. It's through Gemini Mercury that we name things and have our little language communication skills starting. So, you know, Virgo, yeah, it's pretty compatible with Virgo energy, even though that is an earth sign, but it is a changeable earth sign. I mean, they certainly wouldn't have given Mercury Taurus as one of the rulerships, because Mercury likes to flutter about. So here our mind starts becoming preoccupied with those Virgo qualities that we've just been speaking about. The need for order, precision, logic, analysis, and thoughts about health, etc. Meanwhile, Venus in Virgo is going trine retrograde Pluto in Capricorn until 6:46 p.m. on Wednesday. So there is, again, time for us to review and figure out. If you're like me, which you probably aren't, I hope you aren't, because every time I think I'm going to put something in order, I change it eventually. And this is a time when Venus and Virgo actually wants to change something. But when I change it, I always remember the first way for some reason. It's very difficult for me to forget that, but I think that is a common trait of the mind. So we are going to be looking at changing some of our orders and structures, so just be aware of that. On Thursday, we have a great aspect following the Moon trine Saturn, which is the Moon in Libra sextile the Sun in Leo, and that's all day. This is your day that you really, you know, put little stars and smiley faces on the calendar, because that goes all the way to 4:13 a.m. on Friday. So you can really get a lot of good stuff going on, flow in conversations and relationships. You can present ideas and even discuss them, even with an authority figure who's going to be open to it. And Leo and Libra are both relationship-oriented. So there's a nice compatibility here. And also, both would enjoy some sort of an entertainment. So if you can get out or at least spend time in some way viewing something that's entertaining, that goes very nicely with the Moon in Libra, sextile, Sun in Leo. Friday morning, however, Moon in Libra has the monthly square to retrograde Pluto in Capricorn. It's exact at 11:20 a.m. So all those great ideas that were getting such wonderful reception should not be put forth in the morning on Friday the 13th, which is totally meaningless. But, you know, people like to think it's something special. You can wait till after 11:20 a.m. and see how it goes, because Moon in Libra will go towards a trine to retrograde Jupiter in Aquarius until 4:39 p.m. Well, that's very uplifting, very positive. And if you are taking a look at how to see things differently, which Moon and Libra will look at things like that, and how to be objective and also look at how to create equality for others, group energies and friendships. Yeah, very nice. Moon and Libra trine Jupiter in Aquarius. 4:39 p.m. again, exact. Void of course Moon until the Moon enters Scorpio at 8:01 p.m. We're still in the first quarter, which means we're waxing crescent, and we're still looking at what we want to do and where we want to put our seeds to help them grow. So the Scorpio Moon at this point in time has ups and downs, literally, in aspect land, because it isn't in harmony with the other fixed sign planets, of which we have Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and the Sun at this point in time. So there's going to be a lot of squares and an opposition, but then there are also mutable signs that are going to feel good with the Moon in Scorpio, or for the Moon in Scorpio. The first aspect for Moon in Scorpio from 8:01 p.m. until 3:33 a.m. on Saturday is the sextile to Mercury in Virgo. So this is really probably not the time frame where you spend a lot of time thinking about management. But if you are, it's terrific. It's a terrific time to look at that, because you know, you've got the sign of management, control, and manipulation, and you've got the sign of order and organization and perfecting the way things work. So, yeah, that's what you've got. And it could be good for, you know, thoughts about health and stuff like that. But the morning of Saturday, the 14th, we have Moon in Scorpio's square to Saturn in Aquarius until 11:54 a.m. Ugh. I mean, really, a moon in Scorpio isn't always in touch with what it's actually feeling, but the instinct is to be in control of this. You know, I must be in control. And you cannot find the satisfaction of this need when you're dealing with the manager of all managers, Saturn, in Aquarius. Excuse me. Don't tell me what to do. Aquarius, I'll do it if I want to, but don't tell me I have to, Aquarius. So that's the tone of the morning. But right between noon and 1 o'clock, you have a sextile, Scorpio moon, to Mars in Virgo. So you can, again, hook into that managerial energy and get a little bit to happen here with somebody who's willing to act on something. It is lunchtime. Maybe it's just that, but at least you get that. But as we move on Saturday, moon in Scorpio goes up opposition, Uranus in Taurus until 9:18 p.m., and this is where it gets into the financial and possession aspect. It is completely opposite, you know, the instinctive needs and the ways of Scorpio and Taurus. So don't get involved in that. Don't go looking for things that are for the home in terms of the kitchen, the garden. You know, Scorpio moon won't agree with you, and you will see something new, and they'll say no, you know. So chill out Saturday, you know. If you can go into nature, you might be able to bring that Scorpio toning down a bit, you know, and that would be helpful. After 9:18 p.m. on Saturday in the Eastern time zone, you get a moon in Scorpio trine retrograde Neptune in Pisces until 10:33 a.m., so there's a lot of psychic energy available, creative energy, spiritual energy, and you can use it well, and you can ask, you can put yourself in some nice white light or something and ask for some dreams to bring some messages, and some of them will be, again, retrograde, Neptune, things you've already thought about coming back in. But this time you may pick it up, really, and work with it. But when we get up Sunday morning, moon in Scorpio is square the sun in Leo until 11:20 a.m. Now, this is, you know, a definite discord in relationship. Leo and Scorpio, we used to call that the dance of death. And people of those signs are frequently very attracted to each other, but it's kind of like a game of who's going to win the dominance, you know, position. That's and really, it's very difficult for either of them to let go of feeling that they're the ones that are in control. So that's happening. But also when the moon squares the sun in general, and it's the waxing moon, we arrive at the half moon you'll see in the sky, and it's the beginning of the second quarter phase, which is when we start acting on and gathering the tools and techniques needed for our goals. Because now we know once we hit that second quarter, the following week is going to bring us to a full moon, isn't it? Why, yes, it is. And so, after this moon square sun, you've got another period for Scorpio moon to have a feeling of peaceful energy within, as it sextiles its planetary ruler of Scorpio, Pluto, in Capricorn until 2:32 p.m. So you can, speaking about the world and the public life, outer life, you can be getting some good information and really look at what you need to go back over and change. But then moon in Scorpio squares Jupiter in Aquarius, 7:23 p.m. And again, this is absolutely not going to feel good to that Scorpio moon, because Jupiter is Jupiter after all. I mean, he is, you know, king of the gods, you know. He's not something that we just brush off. We don't brush Jupiter off easily. And Jupiter in Aquarius can also be very humorous. The energy of the surprise of Uranus Aquarius plus the humor aspect and the expansive ideas of Jupiter, you know, can be funny. But Moon and Scorpio might not be laughing at any of the jokes on Sunday afternoon. And certainly they won't be laughing at this, again, detached expansion of objectivity, which isn't going to be manipulated. So 7:23 p.m. exact for that. But it ends well this time for the Moon in Scorpio with a sextile to Venus in Virgo until 11:05 p.m. And now ducks are in a row. Everything's clean and put away. And we can relax for another day. Moon goes void, of course, at 11:05, I think it actually is, p.m., at that sextile to Venus and Virgo. And just 7 minutes later, the moon enters Sagittarius, 11:12 p.m. on Sunday. It's going to go to a square to Mercury. So in the Eastern time, you probably won't be doing much chit-chat. But out west, you can still be engaged, definitely, in that. And that's actually an aspect that's going to take a long time to come in. So, Moon in Sag. And that's square to Mercury in Virgo. Not till the afternoon on Monday is that exact. So now we've got, you know, the precise mind and, again, another expander, Moon in Sag. Moon in Sag has an instinct to keep expanding, which also includes keep moving. They don't sit still very much. So they move literally and in mind. So it doesn't really work as easily with Mercury wanting to have things happen in a certain orderly fashion. And this is also when Venus leaves Virgo and moves into Libra. And that's going to be exact at 12:27 a.m. on Monday. So now, when Venus is now in a sign that she is said to rule, this one's an air sign, and she is looking at the love and value of relationship and of equality, as in the scales of justice. Libra is the sign of the law, the laws of men. So Venus is very involved here and also very much involved with the concepts of harmony and beauty. And beauty is often considered by our eyes and our culture as a harmony of objects. So Venus in Libra is the one that will want to go to the museums, you know, and see some art, maybe do some decorating in the home, and also definitely puts a lot of intention and energy into being in relationship and wanting that. So sometimes she'll have an easy time, sometimes she won't, right? And also, it isn't always easy to find balance. She would love balance, but not always happening. Or if it does, it's short-lived, you know. So Venus in Libra. Yes, and we will have, by the way, Venus in Libra until the 10th of September, and Mercury in Virgo, not as long at all. Mercury in Virgo is only until the 16th of August. Oh, sorry. I'm looking at the wrong column, I think. Mercury in Virgo went in on the 12th of August. And it was, what is this ephemeris saying? Oh, well, it's right at the end of August. That's what it's saying, 30th. So you've got Venus in Libra starting, Mercury taking over the Virgo position. The Sun will come in also to go into Virgo in August. And then we'll have a short time of both Mercury and Venus in Libra before Venus leaves in September on the 10th. All right. Well, that's the week ahead. And, you know, it doesn't have the intensification points of some of the time we have. But August 16th through the 22nd will present us with Uranus going retrograde and the second Aquarius full moon, which arrives on the 22nd Sunday. So that's what we'll be talking about for the next one. And I hope you have a good week and watch those ups and downs. And I'll say goodbye for now.